Welcome back to the Jukebox. We often celebrate the incredible legacy of Boris Brat on our show. He left us with a wonderful discography. Symphony Nova Scotia comes to mind. Many of the albums we play. What an incredible conductor, amazing, vibrant musician, charismatic personality, having conducted on stages all around the world from Carnegie Hall to Covent Garden. And he passed away tragically last year. And there have been many beautiful tributes made, concerts in his memory, in his name. And the Brat Music Festival continues to live on. There's a wonderful crew of staff, board of directors that keep his incredible legacy alive to this day. And we're proud of that. And we'd love to welcome now a wonderful conductor, artistic director, and the new artistic director of the Brat Music Festival, Tanya Miller, to our afternoon jukebox today. Welcome, Tanya. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful to have you. First of all, congratulations on your new position. How does it feel to be a part of this musical adventure, keeping the Brat Music Festival alive?
Oh, it's been an incredible summer. I can't believe we have reached the last day of what have been really 9 glorious, inspiring weeks.
Yeah.
I've always felt so much the presence of Boris Brat through the festival, through the history of what this festival has been. It's amazing, but this is the 37th year the festival has gone on. And, you know, I have to just say, being in front of the National Academy Orchestra of Canada, which is all of these incredible young people that are aspiring to be professional, you know, on the cusp of being professional artists in Canada, and then working with the incredible talent Brat opera young artists as well. It's just been so musically inspiring and fulfilling to share music with them and to share it with the audiences here in Hamilton.
Wonderful. I'm glad you're feeling that way. I remember they came up to Collingwood. I've heard them live numerous times, and they're so engaging. I mean, the audience just immediately responds. You can see sparkles in the eyes of the audience when they see some of these young performers bringing music to life. Great to have you running the show, especially. Your background is extraordinary, too. As I look at your biography, all the orchestras you've already worked with from coast to coast here in Canada and also beyond, from Seattle Symphony to Vermont Symphony Orchestra. Could you tell us a little bit about your growing up in Saskatchewan, where you began studying piano and organ together at the age of 8?
Yeah, you know, I started off in a beautiful small town Saskatchewan environment, 1,000 people, who, you know, fortunately for me, really had a love for two things: music and hockey, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a piano teacher that came, you know, diligently from far away, you know, quite a long drive to teach musicians in our community. And we also had a very thriving school music program, which I believe so very much in. So all of these, you know, this situation really gave me, a small town girl, the opportunity to follow her dreams into music. And I think that's partly why I'm so inspired by the Brat Festival, is because it gives people opportunities to follow their dreams and go where they're meant to go.
Nice. That sounds like a perfect fit. Yeah. What is the name of the town?
It's called Foam Lake. It's close to the border of Manitoba and Saskatchewan.
Oh, okay. There, right.
It wasn't until I was older, you know, I went into the University of Saskatchewan with a piano performance degree. That's what I knew. I didn't know conducting. I discovered conducting along the way. And it's really something fascinating to enter a new world and find out that there are skills that you have or tendencies that you have that you want to explore. And that's what happened to me with conducting.
Yeah. Trying to remember the famous conductor. That story is quite familiar with pianists later becoming conductors. And there's one famous conductor I remember who said that, if I finally don't have to worry about the wrong notes anymore.
Yeah, that's true. That's somebody else's problem. Well, it's still our problem, too.
Well, let's talk about this upcoming performance. Very exciting. It's tonight at the First Ontario Concert Hall in Hamilton, 7:30 p.m. And this would have been Boris Brat's 80th year. So it's going to be a very, very emotional journey, and you've picked out quite a masterwork. That's Mahler. We love Mahler on this show. Kind of a summer piece for Mahler, 1901.
I love it too.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love Mahler? Mahler, I guess, on holiday himself at his cottage, really, no doubt, feeling feeling Beethoven's Fifth somewhere in his veins, and it's a masterwork. Why did you decide to program Mahler's Fifth? And also tell us a little bit about Jared Miller that's opening the program.
I will. Well, you know, one of the things is that we started off 9-week festival with Beethoven's Eroica Symphony, and Beethoven figures very much into the line that is created through this whole festival. His funeral march, which is the second movement of the Eroica, which was perhaps thinking about Napoleon.
Yep.
I feel the Viennese connection of Beethoven to Mahler was very strong.
Mm.
Mahler at this time was the music director of the Vienna Court Opera. He was one of the most important Viennese musicians and conductors of the time.
Oh, yeah. He was in his zone by then.
He was very much. And so I think just for me to open Mahler's Fifth Symphony tonight with the funeral march, which is definitely inspired not only by Beethoven's Eroica, but as you said, the fate motif from his Symphony Number 5 and the journey that it carries us through. You know, Mahler wrote this in a brand new cottage on a lake in the summer.
Yeah.
It was his first symphony in this new cottage at Marinig, and he took 2 summers actually to write the symphony.
Right.
And in the course of the journey of the symphony, we cover 2 major aspects. One is that Mahler almost died just before he started writing this symphony. He came within an hour of a hemorrhage that nearly took his life, and it took him until the first summer to actually be well enough to start writing. And so the first couple of movements are very much, you know, with the funeral march, you get a sense that you are observing your life before your eyes. And Mahler's always searching for what is the meaning of life and what happens after death.
Right. He takes us on an incredible journey right from the start. And of course, then you mentioned there's the second part of the whole story, which is an optimistic twist. He was happily married to Alma Schindler. They were expecting their first child. And that's when we have that that beautiful Adagietto moment we all cherish.
Well, that's the thing that's so special about the symphony is that the first summer, 1901, I think he was responding to his own death, but he met Alma Schindler in November, right after that first summer.
Right.
He was married to her by March. And so the second summer, when he was writing the fourth movement and the fifth movement, this to me is all about love and
love,
all about
yes.
looking forward yes. to the beauty of life and the joy of life. So it really
right.
takes us through the whole gamut of life.
Going on to Jared Miller, Under Sea, Above Sky, 2019 work. Tell us about that.
Well, first of all, Jared is an incredible Canadian composer. I had the privilege of working with him as my composer in residence with the Victoria Symphony. We are not related in any way, even though we have the same last name.
Oh, I just noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah. His piece was actually written as a commission by the National Youth Orchestra back in 2019. And what I love about this work is he finds this incredible way to create the essence, the atmosphere, like we have all together plunged into the ocean and are listening to the whales singing to each other.
Mm.
He uses crotales, which are metal discs, and he places them on top of timpani drums, and there's 4 different musicians that are putting their own crotale on their own timpani drum, and then they bow the crotale to make the crotale ring. It's like a bell sound.
Okay.
But using the timpani drums, he changes the pedaling so that the sound is constantly moving up and down, creates the sound of whales singing along with glissandos and harmonics
wow.
in the strings.
Very creative.
It's an incredible experience. Yeah.
It must create a bit of a hypnotic effect.
Yeah. I think it's a wonderful work, and I'm looking forward to presenting it to the audience.
Wonderful. Well, that's coming up tonight. So get your tickets now at bratmusic.com, bratmusic.com. Plenty of possibilities, large ticket range of opportunities there. So join Tanya Miller and her tenure now with the Brat Music Festival and the National Academy Orchestra of Canada to bring Mahler's Fifth to life, and also this work by rising star composer Jared Miller, Under Sea, Above Sky. Thank you, Tanya. Good luck tonight. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Great to talk with you, and have a wonderful day. I hope to see people tonight.
Absolutely a pleasure. You as well. Enjoy your afternoon.
Okay, take care.
Bye for now.
Bye.
I actually found some Jared Miller in our library from a live TSO performance back in 2017. It's called The Buzzer Beater. Let's have a listen.